Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Roda morena com uma demolência. meu coração é um pandeiro, batendo compassos pro samba acontecer. Samba que mexe com a gente, samba que zomba da gente. O amor é um samba bem diferente.
Morena samba no terreiro, pintando ancestrais a vaidosa no coração. Morena tem pena de mais um sofredor que se queimou na brasa viva do teu amor.
By Luis Carlos Vinas on the CBS label. And this is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans, and we're going to continue the Latin vibes. This time from 1976. This is an album that came out originally on Mag Records, reissued by Vampy Soul. It is saxophonist Nilo Espinosa, and the album is Neil's Jazz Ensemble. This is a tune called Siempre, and Espinosa is joined on here by Pancho Sainz on trumpet, Miguel Chino Figueroa on keyboards, Oscar Stagnario on electric bass, Andres Silva on drums, and Jorge Montero is on the guitar.
Thank you.
trumpeter Freddie Hubbard recorded in Hollywood in 1981, came out on Pablo Today Records, the album Born to be Blue. And that was Freddie's tune, Gibraltar, and joining Hubbard on that particular track was Harold Land on tenor saxophone. Billy Childs was on the piano, Larry Klein on bass, Steve Horton on drums, and Buck Clark was on percussion. A fabulous album that in some ways represented the return of Freddie Hubbard to the more traditional acoustic jazz style. He'd been recording a few albums in a more commercial funk style for Columbia and CTI, and that was a return to his more 60s based roots. When he, of course, emerged as one of the young great trumpeters in the hard bop era. And next up, we are staying with the greats. This time it's Nat Adderley, and I'm on a label called Little David. Not a label I'm very familiar with. I don't know if there's anything else that I possess on this label, but it's from 1976. The album's called Humming. It's an excellent album. And this is a tune written by John Stubblefield called Amor Sonado. And the full lineup is Nat Adderley on cornet, John Stubblefield on reeds, Onaji Allen Gums on piano, his brother Fernando Gums on bass, Ira Buddy Williams is on the drums, and on percussion for this one, it is Victor C. Un. This is Pete Evans at Sheffield Live. It is Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
from Havana Negra and Cal Jada there. Havana Negra on the Zanja label, the second album that came out on that label. I played a track from the first one, the Zanja All-Stars, right at the beginning of the programme. That was from the second album. Recordings made in Cuba in the 2010s up to about 2022. And yeah, that was Havana Negra. And before that, from the 1950s, we heard Cal Jada from his album Latin Kick, and the tune was Tropicana, and a fantastic lineup of Latin greats on there, plus some jazzers as well. We heard Cal Jada on the vibes, Manuel Duran playing piano, Carlos Duran playing bass, Luis Miranda playing the congas, Benny Velarde on the timbales, and on some tracks on that particular album, the great Brew Moore, West Coast tenor sax player from the 50s and 60s, who eventually settled in Europe, continued to make some great albums. I think one or two came out on the Steeplechase label. And we're going to move to Blue Note next now, here on Spinning Jazz, and one of our favourites, Sonny Clark, and what was to be his final album, Leaping and Loping, and a fantastic effort it was to bow out on, although albeit rather sadly and prematurely. But anyway, this is a tune written by Tommy Turrentine called Midnight Mambo. Tommy Turrentine is on the trumpet, Charlie Rouse is on tenor sax, Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. You can't really go wrong with that lineup, can you? This is Spinning Jazz. Thank you. 1957 on Blue Note Records, the sound of Paul Chambers' quintet from the self-titled album. And that was a tune written by Paul called The Hand of Love. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Cliff Jordan on tenor saxophone, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Elvin Jones was playing the drums. Going to leave you this week with something from Vibes player Masahiro Kano, accompanied by Yasuhiro Kono on piano, Tsutomi Numakami on bass, and Hironobu Fujisawa on the drums, from the album Song of Island. This is, rather appropriately, Time for Peace. Take care. See you next week.